Warning! This podcast may contain naughty language, including the C word. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, everybody, you tuned to Shingles. That's where we talk movies, music, trending news, games, sports, current affairs, and anything else that pops into our brains. I am Dave Shingler, and he is Cleon Bewley.
I may run and hide when you're screaming my name. All right. Next line.
Oh.
Come on.
I know the song.
I'm in running hand when I'm screaming my name. All right. Oh, welcome to Shingler's List. It was Backstreet Boys, Larger Than Life.
It's not my favourite Backstreet Boys song.
No? What's your favourite Backstreet Boys song?
That's a tricky one, that is.
And Take It That Way.
I do really like Quit Playing Games.
Oh, do you know what I like? Drowning.
Okay. Yeah. That's a deep cut, that is.
Yeah.
It's not like...
Every time I try to rise above, I'm swept away by love.
Yeah.
It's... Baby, I can't help it. Keep me drowning in your love. Oh, boy bands.
Oh, As Long As You Love Me. That was
You Love Me. I know, but it's a bit of an obvious one.
You love... Is that the one with the chair routine in the video? Or is that Quit Playing Games?
No, it's Playing Games.
With the chair routine?
I think so, in the rain.
Oh, I can't remember.
I think so.
I can do that chair routine.
Can you?
No.
No. If you're interested, I can do the majority of Take That stance routines.
Yeah, okay.
Can do Pray. Can do Could It Be Magic.
I love you. Pray. That'd be a good one. Do that. I haven't got the rhythm for that. My body's a bit...
Maybe, we're a bit old now.
Maybe 20 years ago, but...
I think we both twist knees now.
Not today. Not today. Definitely not today.
I think we both twist knees now.
My knee's fucked anyway, so... Can't do any more.
But anyway, how have you been, brother?
Yeah, same. So,
all right.
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. Busy week. I've got my final assessment in next month.
Ooh.
for the degree. That's it then. It's done. The degree's done.
Are you all finished?
All
are you
finished,
done?
Yeah.
Have you submitted all your things that you need to submit so far?
So far, yeah. But then we've got this final assessment that's due in at the end of May. But it's a big job. It's basically like, you know, it's like your dissertation, but it's the way, because the OU is module based. It's not like a dissertation, so module based, so you do a module which is worth 60 credits or 30 credits or however many credits, and then you build up enough credits through the modules to get enough credits to have a degree. So it's not like one continuous kind of course, if that makes sense. It's a degree that's built up of little modules. So this final one is, I guess, the closest thing I'll get to, like, you know, a dissertation. But it's half the mark for the year. So all beforehand with the modules, it's like your assessments have been more heavily weighted, so it's normally been like a 60-40, where like your end of module assessment or your exams only been worth like 40%, whereas with this one it's 50%. So, you know, your four assessments that we've done is half, and then this one final major assessment is the other half.
Yeah.
So a lot of work's got to go into it. So I've been doing research for that all week. I've done some more today. Before
Does that translate into I've been reading things off the internet?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Yeah, layman's terms. That's exactly what it is. You know what I mean? The annoying thing is there's a bunch of books that I'd like to read relating to this final project, but they don't have digital versions, and they're all in the library at Trinity Laban in Greenwich. I'm not going back down there just to rent a book. You know, I suppose I might be able... I could venture up to our libraries, see if they've got...
You
them,
could go to the Stoke-on-Trent libraries, where they've got not much.
I don't think they will have them, though, because these are, like, specialist music books, you know what I mean? So
Amazon.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The problem is, like, to buy them, they're, like, £50 a pop.
That's cheaper than going Greenwich and renting them.
I don't know. You can get a return on the train for Greenwich for less than that.
But for less than 50 quid?
Yeah. You get the cheap train, man. You get the three-hour train.
Yeah, fair one. 3 hours for less than 50 quid. You're going Scotland first. So, while Dave's been reading the Tinterweb, looking at his dissertation, as our faithful listeners are aware, Cleon travels our country far and wide, travels the world far and wide, more to the point, bringing the news to you guys for your Monday morning commute. Are you ready for this world's big story this week?
Go on.
Well, straight off the boat, New Zealand, an elderly couple have been executed in a farmland incident.
Oh, no.
In which an overbearing ram lost its patience and charged the couple after the couple entered its paddock.
Oh.
Yeah. Police attended the scene to question the ram, and he was still sitting in his paddock with a sickly looks grin on his face. When the police approached the ram, he charged towards the SWAT team, leaving them no choice but to shoot the advancing attack. One other person was hurt in this incident. Wow. That was front page, New Zealand Today.
Only about 50 people live in New Zealand, though, don't
nope.
they? Like it's
48.
Oh, 48 now, yeah. 48 and a dead ram.
And a dead ram and one injured other party.
Like, I'm pretty certain that everybody that lives in New Zealand is... It does play for the All Blacks. Like,
either plays for the All Blacks or she is sheep.
Yeah.
One or t'other.
Can you remember that time that they qualified for the football World Cup? Soccer World Cup?
They haven't got a bad football team, actually. Yeah. Chris Wood. Oh, no, he's Australian. Is he New Zealand?
I've got no idea.
Oh, I've got all mixed up now in me Oceania.
They basically, like, when they're back in New Zealand, they basically play the equivalent of going to Forest Park.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you know, it's just not, it's not a thing. No. Rugby, though.
Oh, rugby!
They're really, really good at that.
Rugby's massive round the southern hemisphere.
They're fucking ace at that. Really good.
Yeah. Not big, very big country.
Big
loves a sport where they can just beat each other up. Yeah. Bit like Wales.
Yeah, it's ace.
Bit like Wales.
It's not ace for us, but it's ace for them.
Not ace for us. It's good for them, I suppose. They win the Six Nations every couple of years. Is it every 2 years?
Not the New Zealand don't win the Six Nations.
Is it the All Blacks that are in there?
Six Nations are in Europe.
All right, whatever.
Is it Tri-Nations?
I don't know, mate.
Australia, New Zealand.
I don't know. I'm not watching a sport where the only forward pass is backwards.
I think, is it Australia, New Zealand and South Africa might do one? That's similar, I think. I don't know.
It's too homoerotic for me. I'm not sticking my head in a bloke's
arse. That's why some people prefer rugby league, because it's not as stop-start as rugby union. But when it comes to rugby, I tried watching rugby league, and I was just a bit like, no, don't like it.
I've played rugby, which is the one with the scrum?
Rugby union.
Rugby union. So I had what I've
rugby union's like the stop start one. Like if the ball hits the floor, you stop.
Yeah.
You reset,
so
you start again.
As you know, I've played American football. I've done one game into this rugby. Did you say rugby union?
Rugby union's the
scrum.
Yeah, with the Six Nations in it. And
so I did one game rugby union, I locked in the scrum and I saw a fist coming towards my face. And the one thing I noticed about being in a scrum, Dave, is you can't pull your face out the scrum.
No, you're locked in.
There,
like.
And this fist just basically met with my nose about four times. And I couldn't move. One, two, three, four. And with that, I pulled my beautiful face out the scrum and went, and that's enough for me, guys. Wipe my nose and chuck my shirt.
And anyway, I'm done.
I was like, and I'm done. This is too violent. This is not a sport. This is not a sport. There's no sportsmanship in that.
It's a hooligan's game played by gentlemen.
Whereas football's a gentleman's game played by hooligans.
Hooligans, yeah.
Yes. Some would say the football's working class. But anyway, in other news, NASA have been employed to help in a new search for the Loch Ness Monster.
Really?
Yeah, really. Now, last year was one of the biggest searches of the Ness in the Highlands and gone. It was concluded with a hydrophone capturing load of underwater noises, and several potential sightings. So this is off the back of last year's search. This search will take place on the 90th anniversary of Sir Edward's Mountains expedition from the 30th of May to the 22nd of June in 1934.
I was just about to say, like, when when did all this kind of start?
1934.
Well, the popular interest in the belief of it was 1933. And you know that, you know the fake photo?
Yeah.
The one that everybody knows. That was 1934.
Sir Edward's was because of that nice photo.
Yeah, so surely, unless it's had babies, the Loch Ness Monster's dead by now.
I don't know. How old is he supposed to live to?
Well, it looks... I mean, the fake photo, if somebody's seen it and then created the fake photo, looks pretty fully formed. But then again, I suppose tortoises live till fuck knows how old, don't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How many sightings have been seen since 1934?
I mean, there's a thing here that's...
Take your hand off.
Okay, I'm sorry. 20?
You're not going to be able to add up that quick. 1,156 sightings have been seen since 1934.
Right, if there's that many sightings, then if over 1,000,
yeah,
people are either fucking lying or it's real.
Yeah.
Like, it's that's too many people. Like
1,156 sightings. The last year's search caught and captured a lot of evidence.
Yeah. It's so just a big fish.
They've employed NASA. No, it's a big eel.
I don't know what it is.
The 20-foot eel in Loch Ness.
It's probably just a massive...
Turd. It's a massive black dildo that's just floating around.
Wow.
And no one's noticed to find anything. Next news, Dave, are you ready for it?
Go on.
Get the goat.
Mm-hmm.
That's the news headline. Get the goat. A tiny remote island off the coast of Sicily has started donating 600 goats at a time because the animal population has boomed. It's overwhelming the human population due to the goats escaping and reproducing.
Oh, wow.
As they do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this gives Cleon an idea.
Go on.
Are you ready? England, take on all of the goats.
We've got goats.
Yeah, but take on all of the goats.
Why?
Yeah. Send them to Buxton.
Okay.
Send them to the lakes.
Okay.
And let them just wander around freely.
Right.
Roam.
Mm-hmm.
Knock yourselves out.
Mm-hmm.
Currently in England, we've got loads of people emigrating over from Africa, England, India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Mexico, Caribbean, Haiti.
Haiti,
yeah. Why would you keep the obese problem down?
With a goat? I don't
know. Go hunt for your goat.
Go hunt for your goat.
Yeah.
So, okay, right, wow.
And then this we can have a hunting season.
This is taking a fucking turn, this has.
And then we can have a hunting season between June and July.
So what you're saying is...
Yeah.
To reduce strain on the NHS with obese people...
Yeah.
We should get all the goats, put them in the fields...
Yep.
And then to... counteract the goat population, send a bunch of fat people into the fields to hunt the goats.
Yes.
I presume they're not going to have weapons.
No.
Because that'd be easy.
Sticks.
So just sticks.
Sticks.
So
you've got to catch the goat.
But now we're going to have to beat a goat with a stick.
Well, that's
I couldn't do it.
Well, I...
Have you ever watched goat yoga?
I don't eat goats.
You ever watched goat yoga?
No.
You want to just Google goat yoga.
What's goat yoga?
It's for people doing yoga with loads of little baby goats. Like,
why?
Because it's fucking...
Just why?
Because it's adorable. Honestly. Like, seriously. I couldn't think... I wouldn't even do the yoga. I'd just lie on the floor and cuddle the goat.
That should be
little
with...
baby goats. Or baby goats, one of the
that
two.
That should be with Labradors. Like, that yoga should. Just a load of puppy Labradors.
Honestly, just like yoga with any kind of like baby animal.
So yeah,
baby bears. Imagine doing yoga with a baby bear.
So obesity is a massive problem in the UK. It's a huge.
Cleon's just solved it.
No. It's a massive problem in the UK. So we can either do it this way, where we can just deploy goats and cows and sheep everywhere.
What?
Right. Hold on. Or if you're over a certain weight, as in per member of the family, you can't just have a guy who's a little bit overweight and going, I'm obese, I want to qualify for this. Because that's not how it works.
Okay.
If you are a family that doesn't exercise and doesn't obese, then you get a house in the island of Skye. In the Isle of Skye.
Okay.
Okay? At the top of a hill.
Right.
We build a shop at the bottom.
Okay.
And if you want to go for food, you've got to walk from your house to the shop.
Yeah.
And back again.
Okay.
There you go. Problem solved.
Right.
NHS, we're back up and running again.
I mean, if anything...
I'd even reduce diabetes.
If anything, it's either going to help people lose weight or just kill them off. So either way...
I'm helping the NHS.
Helping the NHS, I guess. So, I mean, what's the purpose behind hunting the goat? Is it for food?
Food.
So if you want to... If you want food,
you have to hunt a goat.
Do they need to learn butchery or can they take really it care. To can they take it to a butcher?
You can just start chewing on the goat if you want.
I've caught this goat, Mr. Butcher. Can you butcher it for me?
You can do that if you want, or you can get it all in a pan and get a cook up.
Just go for it.
That's why I was utilising the knowledge from the immigration team on the population that actually eat goat.
I would much prefer just to do goat yoga with them.
Or
can we just do goat yoga?
Get loads of goats, put them at the top of a hill where we're doing goat yoga, and everyone has to go to the top of the hill to do the goat yoga.
Okay. So if you want to cuddle a goat, you've got to climb the hill.
You've got to climb a hill.
I'd climb a hill, cuddle a goat.
Well, there you go then. Yeah. There's some goats in Middleport if you want to go cuddle one, mate.
Is Thingy open again? Finney Gardens? There's goats there, weren't there, back in the day?
I don't know if the goats are still there, but I can tell you now there's still some random goats in a field in Middleport. I don't know why there's goats there, but there seems to be goats there. Goats. Yeah. Do you remember, every time Ramadan ends, there's no goats.
Oh. Do you remember...
and then they have a little goat in again.
Just a little goat. Do you remember during the pandemic when like everywhere was closed? Was it a town in Wales that just got overrun by goats?
There was a small section that I loved in the pandemic, and it was towards the end where it got really fucking random, where there was like just cows wandering across the road, and you were like...
There's no people, and all the goats just moved in and went...
Like, I walked the dog one. Safe, I walked the dog one night and counted 27 hedgehogs. Can you remember what I was saying? I don't believe in hedgehogs, and then I was ringing you and sending you pictures. And something else about hedgehogs. Have you seen how fast they can run?
I've never seen one move.
I tell you what, matey, I saw a hedgehog.
I've seen hedgehogs, but I've never seen them.
I saw a hedgehog freeze because of the dog. And then I've got so far with the dog, and I've turned behind me. Little fat guy's running like a quick.
Best encounter I've had with a wild animal is with a fox. And this is when I lived in the other house. And I was coming home from work one night. I was walking down the street and there's a fox on the pavement, middle of the street. Right, so halfway down the street, there's this fox on the pavement. And I'm thinking, ah, it's a wild fox. I'll walk towards it. It'll run away. Because that's what they do. Foxes just fucking run away. They don't want no beef. So they run away. And as I'm walking towards the fox has just sat staring at me. And I'm thinking, hey, he'll run away in a minute. He'll move in a minute.
It would have started freaking me out as I got closer.
And I'm getting closer, and the fox isn't moving. So now I'm like, well, I've got to assert dominance now. Like, I'm the human, you're the fox. This is my territory.
You didn't put your finger in the fox's bum, did
you? No. I'm getting closer, and I'm like, you know, make myself look a bit bigger. You know what I mean? The fox is not moving. And in the end, I stepped off the pavement and walked in the road and walked around the fox and then went back onto the pavement, turned round. The fox is still there, still looking at me, still like, yeah, and what? I was like, okay, you can stay there then, Mr. Fox, that's fine.
You got him demasculated by
you
fox.
You are actually fantastic, so yeah, that's fine. That was my my close encounter with a wild fox.
My close encounter with one of England's wild beasts. No. was with what I'd like to call is the pit bull of the woodland area in England. Oh. The badger.
The badger.
Do you know, I didn't know badgers are vicious.
Yeah, horrible bastards.
I've been chased by a badger.
Fucking horrible bastards they are.
Do you know the fear that represents a male when he's being chased by a badger whilst he's in his 40s? And the badger's not that far away from his heels. Do you know how much fear that puts into your mind?
I can only imagine.
I was close to crying while I was running.
The problem as well is, like, you could probably kick the badger.
Had gone.
Yeah.
It was massive.
The badgers are pretty big.
It's not pretty big, they're big.
But you could probably give it a good boot, like... But I don't want to.
The shoulders are that
I don't want to hurt the badger, so I'll just run away, like, screaming.
When it's running and growling at you, Dave, trust me, that badger doesn't look sweet. It doesn't look like the animals are farthing wood. No. And I wouldn't mind if the dog would have stood by to protect me or anything, but he's gone. He's like, badger can't catch me, mate. Watch this. And there's me giving it beans. It's a good job I'm fit, otherwise I would have got scratched.
Yeah, I don't think I'd have survived. I'd have had no ankles left.
I would have had to deploy
anti-TB.
Would have fully had me Achilles tendons out.
Well, that was why I was worried. Right. I'm running like this. Oh my god! What the fuck is it? It's massive. Yeah, they've got big ass shoulders.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they run like a pit bull. They do, Dave. In further news,
go on.
We've got Harvey's chaos in the US as we look towards trillions of, not crickets, but kind of big crickets. I can't say the word. So
like hoppers kind
of
thing.
We're leading with big crickets. Mm. We look towards trillions of big crickets being released all at the same time.
Why?
It's a phenom that happens once every 200 years.
Oh.
Where they go into a breeding state where they go... into a hibernated state, and they go underground and they grow, and then they get released.
Oh.
And at the moment, we've got two types of different breeds that have both mm-hmm. been underground. One's up every 100 years, one's up every 90 years, and it just happens to be that it's the same year it's coming down. The last time this happens, Thomas Jefferson was in power in America. So
no crops for America then.
No crops.
So destroyed.
Yeah.
Loads of lizards are going to be happy though because they've got food everywhere.
Just food everywhere. Yeah. The downside is America's not really big on lizards.
Fuck. Well, that would have been ideal.
It would have been.
Release the lizards.
Release the lizards. They unless just got big ass alligators.
Unless it was my old pet lizard because my dad used to basically spoon feed that little prick. Like it was. You know, he wouldn't just drop the hopper into the tank and let it hunt. No, he'd just dangle it by its back fucking legs until the lizard turned its slow-ass head and went, oh, hello. He was like, okay.
He proper bone idles your lizard, didn't he?
Yeah, but he did fuck all that lizard. But the thing
just
is...
Just a fat green thing in a cage.
It was cute. A leopard gecko, it was cute as fuck, though. Like, it was so gorgeous little lizard. But yeah, it was bone idle. Tell you that for nothing. Like if it was too close to the heat lamp and its head was burning, it probably wouldn't move. Just be too fucking lazy.
So we've got this happening in North America this year, and also in North America, this is the year for one of the prophecies from that woman years ago.
There's a woman years ago made prophecies.
Which you does the prophecies from years ago?
Mystic Meg.
I don't know what she was called, mate. It's fucking ages ago. There was two twins of them. They gave them to the Pope. This year is supposed to be American Civil War year.
Oh, wow.
Hence the film.
Oh, wow.
You know, we've got the film Civil War this year.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
why it's being released this year.
So, are we talking like a North-South divide again?
Yeah.
Are we talking like racist, non-racist?
Oh, yeah.
One of them ones?
Oh, big time. Oh, yeah. Wow. Apparently it kicks off big time this year after the election.
Hey. Okay, I'll look forward to that.
Funnily enough...
Funnily enough,
Trump will get in power and it'll all go tits up.
There'll be civil war. Do we get involved in that or do we just go,
Well, no, because it's not our war. We do the Vietnam hands. The Vietnam hands.
No,
not our problem.
Brother.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I mean, we've got an election, haven't we, this year?
Have we?
I think so. Or is it next year?
Brilliant. Is it Labour's turn this time?
Oh, it might be next year. It could be this year.
Is it Labour's turn
this time? No, it'll be this year, won't it? Because it was 2019. He did that Christmas, that winter election, didn't he, 2019? So it'll be this year. We'll have an election. Yeah, of course it's going to be Labour's turn again.
It's going to be Labour's turn again now.
It's the same. It's just that ever-turning cycle of shit.
Labour, it's your turn to fuck the NHS now.
It's your turn.
Righto! Yeah.
And it's the same old thing, like, you know, what's the biggest problem we're facing at the moment? Okay, let's fix that. Everything else goes to shit. Give it 8 years, 10 years, the other party comes in. Okay, what's the biggest problem we've got now? Oh, finance. Okay, let's fix that. So they fix that. Everything else goes to shit. And then 10 years pass, and then the other lot get back in, and what's the problem going now? Okay, we'll fix that. It's ongoing shit cycle.
The only issue I've got with them is if there's water leaking, they'll fix the leak. They won't turn the water off while they're fixing it. Do you get
I'm with you?
Do you get what I mean? It's kind of, this is the immediate issue we need to face right now. Yeah, this is the pandemic. What do we do? I don't know. Let's give everyone a random injection. Job done. Now we're four years ahead of said pandemic and we've got old people walking around that are like armour plated for immunity. Like, they can walk around with fourth degree pneumonia and not even sneeze. And then you go next to them and you're like...
I read something in the Sentinel. Our
nine vaccines in.
I was just going to say that our local newspaper that delivers the riveting news. Fucking shite. It was like people are now eligible for their eighth COVID jab. Eight. Why?
Heart attacks have increased by over 80%.
My leg's pretty fucked, by the way. At the bottom, I'm going to have to go to the doctors. Right, my knee. My ankle, I've got bruising, I've got what looks like horrible veins, my psoriasis is flared up on my ankle.
That's varicose veins.
My knee's fucked, right? Oh, I've had a varicose vein down my bloody leg for about 10 years.
Wait till they pull it out.
Do you know they don't do it anymore?
Don't they?
No, it's classed as cosmetic now. So if it's not actually causing any problems, they just leave it in. If you want it removing for cosmetic reasons, then you have to pay for it.
Oh, no, I like a big vein down my calf.
I've got no issues with
sexy.
Mine. No issues with mine at all.
Big ass muscle.
But I've had all this shit going on with my leg this year, and my head's now going, I had that AstraZeneca jab. You know, the one that they were saying was causing blood clots.
I had that AstraZeneca jab as well.
And I'm a bit like, I have to get this checked out.
But can you remember when I had mine? And my calf went black.
No.
It's on a episode.
Is it on a podcast?
Yeah.
I can't remember last week.
Yeah, because when I had my first AstraZeneca, I was running round the nature reserve, if you can remember, every morning.
Mm.
Yeah. So I had my first AstraZeneca, and I remember my right calf here, it just went black there.
Right.
Completely black. And I went to the doctors and went,
what is this?
And just stared at him until he gave me tablets.
Yeah. Can you make this go away, please, doctor? I was just fucking ill with mine. Like the two AstraZenecas I had, I was just really, really shitty ill. It was horrible.
I had one AstraZeneca and I haven't had any more.
Well, I ended up, because I was working in the college once, so it was like, am I doing the right thing? Am I doing this for the best? Am I protecting people? I don't know. I'll just go get it done. So I had the booster as well. So I had that third, I had a Pfizer one, my third one. And after that one, I just went, I'm not having any more. I don't care anymore. If they say it's mandatory and you've got to have one, I'm not having it.
Yeah.
You know, if they say you can't go places unless you've had it, I don't care. I won't go.
Mine was queuing up for my first one. And I was in the queue going, I don't want to do this.
Mm.
I don't want to do this. And then I got the injection and I was like, I didn't want you to. And it was the whole experience,
yeah.
But it was because of work. And then I went, hang on a minute. And this was me when I got home. I sat down and I just had a moment to myself. And I went, hang on a minute. You can't say to me, unless I've had a vaccine, I can't work. That's against employment law.
Mm-hmm.
Just law in general. So fuck you. And I haven't had any more since. But old people, they've had more pricks than a second-hand dartboard. They're getting way... Let's get going with all these vaccines. All right. And like I've said, when we go out now at night and we go in any pubs with old men in, when we leave, how ill are we the next day?
Mm.
And they're not feeling a thing. So what's...
Okay, yeah, I got that, yeah. Yeah, I understand that.
They're going out with immunity, like fucking Matt Lennox Lewis. And
I feel
fucking
ace.
I feel amazing.
Cough on you. Right.
Oh, yeah. It's just a bit of a tickly
just
cough.
A tickle.
I've got... No, you've got pneumonia, bro. You just can't feel it.
What was I going to say?
Can't be good for
you. Oh, yeah, that was it. Me, I used to work with somebody, Sarah, her name was. And she went into, what was she doing? She worked in like a couple of hotels, and then she went into like care work, working in care homes and stuff. And she fucking loved the job. She loved it, loves looking after people. Like, but that was one of the employments where it was, if you don't get jabbed, you can't work here. And she was like, I don't want the jab. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't need it. I don't want it. And yeah, she was given the ultimatum, and she went fine. And she hated the fact that she had to leave the job, but she left, and she stood her ground, and she left, and she was like, "Yeah, I don't want it."
Sometimes, if you're being presented with a choice that you don't like, and you know that choice is wrong, then with work, you should immediately rebuttal them.
Mm. It's yeah. I mean, I thought I was doing the right thing, and I don't regret getting the jabs at all. Like, you know what I mean? I've got no issues with having the jabs. But in hindsight, looking back on it, it was like, did I need them? Did anybody need them? I don't know. But you know, it's yeah. I certainly wouldn't have another one. You know, if it was like, okay, you know, you've, because I turn 40 this year, don't they? If it don't I? So if they said like, okay, anybody over 40 can have another jab, I'd just be like, you're all right, Tar. I don't. I've caught it since, you know what I mean? It's like, I mean,
I've had it.
I always say this. I say it as a joke. You know, I had that OG COVID in 2020 before we were doing tests and before we were vaccinated, and you had to go to a tent in fucking Newcastle, do the test.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't just buy one in Sainsbury's. You couldn't get them free.
You had to go driving around like in an Alton Towers queue.
Do you know, that was the one at the Brit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The one in Newcastle was on the old Sainsbury's, where they flattened the old Sainsbury's, and they set it up there, and that was a walk-in one. So yeah, you walk up. They had basically a fucking caravan as you walk.
Is this
up
in Bearsland? Did you say
Newcastle?
Newcastle.
And like, you book in there, you just show them like the QR code on your phone, and they scan it from a sealed fucking window, like. And then you go into a tent, and you know they're behind plastic. You know, there's no like contact or anything, and.
If we look back on the pandemic, it was fucking pathetic, wasn't it?
Well, they put the test in like this kind of drawer thing, and then you put your hands in so you can get it out. It's like shoved through. It was weird, man. And then you go in your own little booth and do the test, and then you have to put it in this fucking sealed thing, drop it in a bin, and then they scan your code on the way out. And it was just like, when you think back on it now, it was fucking stupid.
If you listen to the pandemic podcast, I say this is the biggest overreaction during the podcast for what is a basic cold virus.
Yeah, I mean,
was like, no. I was like, this is a cold virus.
People were dying, and it was just, yeah, hindsight's fucking fantastic, isn't it? You know, you can look back on it and go, would we have been okay? Would herd immunity have worked? Would we all have just been a bit ill for a couple of weeks?
Herd immunity wouldn't have worked, because there is people out there that have got underlying health issues. And those people who've got underlying health issues, when they get I know it's not the flu COVID wasn't. It was a bad flu. And I'm not disrespecting anybody who's died, any family and all that lot. Go complain to someone else. I don't give a fuck. Mm. It's not about you. But what I am saying is, if you've got an underlying lung issue, if you've got an underlying whatever, and then you catch this attaches itself to your weakness.
Yeah.
And then it plays bongos with it. Mm. So no, herd immunity wouldn't work. And I'm fine with it, yeah? But I haven't got an underlying health issue.
It
doesn't affect my epilepsy, because it doesn't get affected like that. Mm. But if it did, then I'd have an even bigger issue. So when I'm talking, it's obviously from a kind of a healthy,
I mean, the
selfish
message,
point of view.
The missus has got asthma. And
exactly.
And, you know, we both caught it together that first year, and she was really bad. Like, that first night, she was on the phone to, you know, non-emergency, like, the bulk of the night. And they were like, we are sending an ambulance. You need to come in. She couldn't fucking breathe. But in her head, it was, if I go to hospital, I'm not coming out.
You're damn right.
And
I believe that.
And she was like, no, do not send an ambulance. And if you do, I'm not getting in it. I'm not. Just tell me what I need to do to keep myself comfortable.
Don't put me on a ventilator.
I'm not going to the hospital. And she didn't go. And I was at the point where I was like, you're going to have to go. And she didn't. And she got through that first 48 hours, and then she was okay. And we were both okay. And the point I was making was, we got it again. You know, we all got it in the house. Like, and that was last year, 2023. And I'd been jabbed three times. And it was fucking horrible again. It wasn't nice. The kids especially were like, because they didn't have it first time round, and they were both like, boom, it wiped them out. My missus got it again. I mean, I got it, but I didn't test positive until quite near the end of all my symptoms. So they were all testing positive, and I had the same symptoms, but I wasn't testing positive. So I'm still going, oh, I must just have something else. And then I did a test, and my symptoms had almost gone. I wasn't feeling too bad. And boom, just comes up positive. And I was like, oh, okay. So it was that all along. And I still wouldn't, even though I caught it again and it was vile, I still wouldn't have a jab.
It's the only thing I've ever had is an infection that said to me, sleep. What? Sleep.
Oh,
lie down,
yeah,
and go to sleep for 24 hours. I was fine when I woke up after 24 hours worth of sleep, but for that one day, it wasn't one day. I remember catching COVID. I know the exact time when it hit me. I'd been to Norton Football Club because we were thinking the football people I was with then, we were looking at moving to Norton.
Yes.
And I went to Norton and Jody said, can you call an Aldi and pick me something up? And I went, yeah, right, no problem. So I've gone from Norton, and as I've walked in Aldi, the moment I've walked in the door, I went, oh my Jesus Christ. And I couldn't stand. And I had to, I shuffled all the way back to the car and just rang Jody. I said, I can't drive. And it was just that bad. It felt like a mixture of vertigo and the flu.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, oh God. Oh, can't. And I couldn't get a vertical base correctly.
Yeah.
But I was okay as long as I was lying down.
The fatigue was horrible. That lasted months for me, the first time round. It was the initial 2 weeks of isolation, and then back to work. But the fatigue was just like every day I was like knackered, and that lasted months. And the smell didn't come back for months. It was 9 months for the smell. I could smell things, but things smelt wrong. You know what I mean? It was just, that's not what an orange smells like. That's not what, coffee smells like. It was, the whole smell thing was just vile. And that was, I remember it was like 9 months. Because in the September of the following year, it slowly started coming back and going back to normal. But the fatigue was just horrible. It was just like, just so tired. Like, your body was just like, no, like, arms were slumped, legs were dragging. And I was just like getting home and just falling asleep. And then you'd wake up and be like, ugh. And normally you fall asleep in the afternoon and it might fuck with your nighttime, like, sleeping routine. It didn't make a difference. You'd still go to bed at normal time and gone. You know what? Them few months was the best sleep I'd had in years.
Well, that's, like I said, that's...
Didn't do me any favours. I was so knackered.
Plus, I can't sleep. I know when I'm ill when I go, I need to go sleep. And I go, oh, right, I'm ill.
Yeah, time to go to bed.
It's time to go to bed. Or is it time for football?
Yeah, we can do that. We can do football. That's fine. I've got my scores up here as well.
You're all prepared.
I'm all prepared today.
Well, there's a first time for everything, if we're going to be honest, eh? Let's start from Saturday. It is the FA Cup semi-final weekend.
It certainly is.
Ladies and gentlemen, and Saturday was the first one, and it was Man City 1, and it was the Donkeys of Chelsea 0. Jesus Christ, Chelsea. How many opportunities do you need to win a football match? Because it looked as though yesterday, you should have won yesterday, and unfortunately... You gave Man City the opportunity to get back in. We had Luton 1, Brentford 5. You bagged for Brent. Oh, God, he didn't even get one. Sheffield Wednesday 1, Burnley 4 in the relegation fight. And then we had Wolves 0, Arsenal 2. Local football. Stoke secured their championship position for next season by securing a victory over Plymouth 3-0, and the Vale got relegated down to League
2.
Down to League 2 as Cleon finds out what league they are after they were beaten by Bolton 2-0, which brings end to an absolutely shocking season for Port Vale.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about it. Why is it right in football now that chair people and ex-football players have got a habit of releasing statements? Shut up!
There was a statement came out, didn't it?
Whenever a footballer like Declan Rice, he left West Ham, he left to London, 108 million, something like that. And he wrote a statement. Oh, I've loved playing for West Ham. I'm dead loyal. It's where I'm always going to be as a club. And blah, 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 blah. If it wasn't for the 108 million and this money that I'm being tortured into earning, I would have stayed at West Ham. Thanks very much. Vale, similar thing. Carol.
Yeah, she put that in release.
You don't deserve the team that you're watching. Hang on a minute, you stupid dipshit. You've paid for that team beyond the pitch. Have you got the statement up?
No, I've read it yesterday, though, yeah.
What did you think of it?
I found it quite pathetic, in all fairness. I get it. The player, the fans want something. They want answers, they want something, you know what I mean? And a lot of people who I know that are Vale fans, they knew this was on the cards, and they've kind of taken it with like, yeah, okay, we knew this was going to happen. And people, I've seen a couple of people putting, just having a little relegation party. and it's like, it's almost been accepted. But there was comments, because she'd only put the statement up about 10 minutes before I read it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was comments underneath, and it was like, oh, don't worry about it, it's fine. You know, we love you, you've been great. The stuff you do with the community, and blah, 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 blah. And then there was one guy that was just like, actually, and he was like, you know, you concentrate on the fucking club.
Come off social media
instead of everything else.
Yeah, I just think it's. I just think in this new world that obviously we're in, I just think it's quite poor the fact everything has to be put across social media. So here's the message to the Vale supporters. As the proud co-owner of this club, I felt it was important for me to address you directly following our relegation from Sky Bet One, and would like to start this message with a heartfelt apology. Why? Anyway, it's clear that the results this season hasn't come close to matching the support you've shown us, and for that I am truly sorry. As I've said recently, I've made mistakes in my time here, and I won't always get things right, but there's certainly been the case this season. Unfortunately, and simply put, results have not been good enough. Fucking shit, you've been relegated. And it goes on and on. If you would have heard of Matt Hancock's recent club interview, we're reviewing all areas of the club throughout the next period. Some of that work in areas such as ticketing, supporter engagement. It's got nothing to do with football.
Yeah.
It's already well underway. It's got nothing to do with football, that hasn't. We know and we need to listen to and communicate with you more than we have in the past. What? Moving forward, however, what happens on the pitch has always been and will always be the priority. It's a very wet letter. I'm proud to be the owner of Port Vale. I'm proud to represent our supporters and the wider Bearsland community. Securing promotion 2 years ago was one of the highlights of my life, and I know we can do it again. That's how she's ended it. So you've just basically gone, I'm really sorry we've got relegated. However, don't worry about it. We've won this league before. That's the message.
Yeah, it's very kind of safe and standard, isn't it? It's like, oh, you know, it's almost like, oh, we've been relegated, you're gonna have to put something out, you know, and they've googled, like,
why do they need to put something out though?
and they've googled, like, apology letters to football fans, you know what I mean? It hasn't, has it?
It has. Let me look. It has. It's happened, Dave. It's happened.
Shit.
It's happened. It's happened. Quick, let's wrap this up before we go to penalties. Right, so we've got today, we've had the semi, it's the other semi-final of the cup, and we've got Coventry versus Man United, and currently Coventry and Man United are tied at 3-3.
It was a penalty in the 95th minute.
Following Manchester United going 3-1 up. Go on, Coventry. Today we've had Everton 2, Nottingham Forest 0 in the relegation battle.
Man, you were 3-0 up.
Oh, they were 3-0 up?
Yeah, Coventry in the first. Fuck off, they went 3-0 up in the first half.
Sorry. shut up and get out this bloody. Anyway, Everton 2, Nottingham Forest 0. Brilliant stuff. Well done, the Scouse Mackens getting out of relegation. Aston Villa 3, Bournemouth 1. Great result. Crystal Palace 5, West Ham 2. I'm not sure what's gone on there. And it's currently Fulham 1, Liverpool 2.
I've lost the scores.
In today's Premier League.
Yeah, there we go. Have you seen Nottingham Forest's tweet? about the match?
No.
Okay, I'll read it out to you.
Go on then.
It sounds like a Vale fan in the pub. Three extremely poor decisions, three penalties not given, which we simply cannot accept. We warned the PGMOL that the VAR is a Luton fan before the game, but they didn't change him. Our patience has been tested multiple times. NFFC will now consider its options.
What?
It's like a child. Like, three extremely poor decisions, three penalties not given, which we simply cannot accept. We He's a Luton fan. Get him out.
I've got no idea what's going on with them guys. Yeah, tell you the truth, mate. They sound a bit batshit crazy.
It's pathetic. Like, it is pathetic. Yeah, okay.
That's a bit... And also, football Twitters... calm it down, lads.
That's Nottingham Forest's official
Twitter.
That's not a fan. That's like...
It's a fucking child running Twitter, that is.
Mate, get a grip.
Should be fine there, Nottingham Forest, for bringing the game into disrepute.
Yeah.
Question the referee's authority.
Super quick, before we end.
Yeah, baby.
F1 this morning. Chinese Grand Prix. First one since 2019. The track... had been quote unquote resurfaced, and I don't think anybody informed the teams because America use it quite a lot. They use this liquid bitumen on the track, and it was as if they didn't really do all the track; they just did bits of it. And because it was a sprint weekend, and there's a new format, the teams had no data on the track. They did one practice run, and then you do sprint qualifying, sprint race, qualifying, and the race. So there's only one practice session, and all the teams were like, this isn't the track that we prepared for. but yeah, it was a good race weekend. Lewis Hamilton nearly got on pole for the sprint race. He didn't get it in the end, but he nearly did. And he managed to get a podium place for the sprint, which was cool. The race itself was a completely different fucking story. He qualified 18th. He did finish in the points, though, so that's a good thing. But the race itself...
Who won?
Guess. Max Verstappen.
I know, I thought you were going to go something different then when you said about this track else. I was kind of like, you baited me in then. Pulled me straight in.
What we have to do is what we had to do with Lewis Hamilton when he was winning everything. Forget about first place, concentrate on the rest of the race. Right? If we forget about Max Verstappen, because he's 25 seconds ahead, concentrate on the rest of the race.
25 seconds?
This week he was only 12. Last race, he was about 20.
That's still a bloody long time.
there was some brilliant racing.
He's in the bog by the time second comes in.
Dude, there was guys 16th and 17th battling it out as if they were battling out for the World Championship. fucking amazing racing going on. Couple of safety cars. It was a really good race. Super happy I got up and watched that one.
Everyone home safe and secure, fine? No,
a few people went out, but no massive accidents. Just a few, like, you know, damaged cars and stuff. You know, Nobody had any proper bad ones. World Championship snooker has started.
Yes.
The biggest upset of yesterday. Current world champion Luca Brasil lost after being, I believe he was 7-4 up, maybe even 7-3 at one point.
Who did he lose against?
I can't remember his name.
It wasn't Stephen Endrew coming back from one of them or Rodney coming back from another one.
I was
one.
Watching a bit of it, but I was super tired yesterday.
Is Sullivan in this one?
Yeah, his first match is on Wednesday. David Gilbert. Good player, David Gilbert, but he was really down. And he shouldn't have won that, because it's first to 10. And Luca Brasil, I think he was 7-3 up at one point. And, yeah, he just... I don't think Luca Brasil likes safety play. He was just hitting balls at one point, and... And David Gilbert's like, all right, I'll take this. He won 10-9.
Like this. Way!
current champ, defending champion, out in the first round. So that opens it up for
how many times has he won the championship?
Just last year.
Well, there you go. It says a lot about it says a lot about the championship last year. Who did he win in the final?
I've got no fucking idea, you know.
That says a lot of it.
Cannot remember. Oh, God, he was in the final. Oh, I don't know. I'll find out for next week. And yesterday, the reason I was so tired yesterday, it was record store day.
It was.
And we prepared for it. We always go on what things were like on the previous couple of years, and we booked the stock in, and you know, we had a couple of things that didn't turn up, but that's fine. It happens every year. You get cut on some things as well. And I thought, I'll walk the other way to work so I can have a look at the queue. And I saw the queue and went,
oh, I saw the queue on your social media.
It was definitely, at that time in the morning, it was definitely longer than last year. And the initial queue, because now there's a lot of independent record stores, especially the local ones, it's just one person that runs them.
I woke up in the morning, looked at my phone, saw your big queue and went, nah, well, took my phone back on the bed.
Mate, the thing is, though, it's good fun, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's ace, like, having that many people through your door, like, it's brilliant. But a lot of the record stores locally, it's just one person that runs them, just on their own, you know what I mean? They'll close for a couple of days so they can have a couple of days off, and then they're open 5 days a week, like, and it's just one person, so it takes them ages to get through the queue. Whereas, you know, we've got, there's three of us, so we can just burn through, like, we can burn through the queue. And we always have one person kind of manning the queue, so, you know, going down asking what people are hoping to get, and then if we've sold out with something, we can let them know, oh, we're really sorry, that one's sold out, and then they can leave and try somewhere else.
Yeah.
So we get through the queue pretty quick. Last year, we did the initial queue in about 45 minutes, which is just phenomenal. Like, this year, it was like 2 hours. Oh. And we were just going dum 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 dum, and you can see like the end of the queue just getting closer and closer, and you're down to like two people, and then another five people walk in. And you're like, oh, for fuck's sake, we're nearly there. But you get through that initial rush. Took a couple of hours, and then the rest of the day, you get batches of like people coming in on like the lunch breaks.
Well, good day, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, fucking brilliant. It was really good. You know, we sold a shitload of stuff. It was ace. And people were coming in for the record store day stuff, but then they were also buying the normal stock. So I've had an early Judas Priest record sat on the shelf for 12 months now. It's a 50 quid, and I've dropped the price on that. You know, we could probably get more for it if we were willing to wait. I've dropped the price on it down to 50. Somebody picked it up yesterday because they just saw it. Oh, you know, I haven't sold off this while I'm here.
Yeah.
We've had some big price ones that have been sat on the shelf for a while. You know, we have them on display, the more expensive stuff. And there was a couple of guys who saw them, went up, oh, can I just have a look at these and get them out? And they're like, yeah, fuck it, we'll take them as well. So, yeah, it was a brilliant day for us. It's really good fun, but it does really tie you out. It's not so much physically, it's mentally.
Yeah.
Like, you're just mentally fatiguing. So I got home, and Mrs. had made, like, a massive fucking cheese pie. It was
gorgeous, man. Oh, wow.
Fucking love a cheese pie. But yeah, I ate it and I was just like,
it's just stodging it. Yeah, time to sleep.
I think I went to bed about 8:30.
Fair one.
And I was like, fuck, I've got to go to bed. I'm done. I am done. To wrap it up, another week. Big thank you to everybody that listens week in and week out. You guys are awesome. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe on all of our wherever you listen to your podcasts. Do hit that like, follow, subscribe button. Means the world to us if you do. And on social media, give us a follow on there as well. On Twitter, it's not called Twitter anymore. On X.
Dun, 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 dun.
X.
Dun, dun.
X. On X, it's Shinglers Less PC. You can follow me, Shinglers_list. Follow Cleon K. Bewley. On Instagram, it's Shinglers_list and KLBewley5. Same for Threads, Shinglers Less Podcast on Facebook. You guys are awesome, and we will see you next time.